I'm the South African portfolio manager for Wine Cellar, and I've been with them for about 3.5 years. My experience includes wine buying from Vineyard Connection and professional wine tasting. Panelist for winemag.co.za, various stints on Platters in the past years, and Trophy Wine Show on and off since 2008. It's about my 8th year. Of tasting over the 8 years is experience of the international judges, what you see their perspectives on wine. They bring a different view, and to me one of the most evolutionary kind of parts of the Trophy Wine Show is to see how red wines have become more delicate, finer, better tannin management, and we've become much more confident in our white wine production. The quality just seems to be increasing year on year. And then this year particularly, it seems to be there's a comfortableness with experimenting, especially from in terms of blending components. In 2017, I tasted on quite a few panels, a nice variety. I started with niche white varietals, which were included wines like Grenache Blanc, Roussan, Verdelho, and it was interesting to see which kind of wines the winemakers are willing to try. Then we went on to Bordeaux white blends, Sauvignon Blanc Sem, which is traditionally one of the strongest categories on the Trophy Wine Show. Again, did quite well this year. We did Semillon, vintage class Semillon. Interesting niche category that I think is always going to be with us. The punter probably doesn't understand it, but that was a lot of fun. And then we finished with other red varietals, which included quite a bit of Cinsault, some Grenache Noir. We also looked at Malbec, Petit Verdot, etc. So that was also interesting. You get the idea that winemakers are trying to see what else can work in South Africa. Next day was Bordeaux blends, very important category for South Africa, tasted with Neil Beckett, which is wonderful to have that classical kind of influence there. Finished off with some fortified Muscadels and Port, strong categories traditionally, interesting. It's a pity the consumer doesn't get to understand how to use these categories or these wines. And then the final day was quite a surprise in that we tasted other reds, Shiraz-based reds and Pinotage-based reds. And where there was specifically under the other reds, there seems to be, as I mentioned before, a real propensity to experiment and to enjoy themselves. Looking at other cultivars like Grenache, Cinsault, the role of Cab and Cinsault together, the role of Portuguese varieties, and kind of steering away from being blinkered by using Merlot and Cab and everything.